SBS Radio.
I'm really excited to be involved in this production. The first time I've ever written a play, and it's all a really huge learning curve for me, and it's every day is really exciting.
Yeah, and it's premiering in January during the middle of the Sydney Festival.
That's right. We're really lucky to be out at the Bankstown Arts Centre and doing the play as part of the 2020 Sydney Festival. And it's sort of the idea came into my mind because Wesley Enoch said to a group of Indigenous creatives about 2 years ago, he said, 2020 is coming and it's going to be a big year for the commemoration of that colonial narrative, Captain Cook's first coming to Australia. And he said to all of us, there's dancers and poets and musicians and writers and all sorts of artists in the room, he said, you mob, you got to be ready, you got to tell the other side of the story. So that's how it all came about.
Yeah, and what's the story you'll be telling on this play?
So the story is basically about Uncle Bino. He's an Aboriginal elder, and he's been asked to provide some dances for a celebration that the council's having on the 26th of January. And the play follows his teaching and sharing and exchanging culture and how, through dance really, and how we as modern blackfellas relate to those old things and translate them into new ways. And, you know, there are a few twists and turns on the way, but Uncle Bino's got a plan all along. So he's teaching culture, but he's also got a lot of other things in mind.
Yeah, because for an observer of what the symbolism is of January 26, he's asked to perform. It's for those who celebrate January 26, they are celebrating, but for many black people, it's not a day for celebration.
That's right. The 26th of January means a lot of different things for a lot of different people, and they can be at the very opposite end of the scale. So while some people call it Australia Day, other people call it Invasion Day and Survival Day, and it's how do we as modern blackfellas navigate all that and tell all the parts of the story that are most relevant to us. It's really interesting to see in the community now all the different ways people are approaching it as well.
Yeah, no, it's a day that is the movement to actually have this day repurposed is growing in popularity. We have local councils taking initiatives, and now you artists are bringing in your own way of reacting onto this day that's very controversial.
That's right. I mean, I often used to think, you know, what difference can you make if you're only good at singing a song? But I forgot to sort of recognise the fact that that song is part of a whole movement of creativity. So while I might be writing songs or writing a play, somebody else is creating artwork, somebody else is choreographing dance, somebody else is writing poetry. So the community of Indigenous creatives can have this very powerful voice that speaks to the past and also the future, that collectively together through art we can have a very strong voice in saying, you know, maybe the way you see that day is not the way everybody else does. Here's one version of how we think about it. And I feel really proud just being part of a creative community that are questioning and asking about who we are, all of us are, and where we want to be in that and where we want to go.
Yeah, and it's produced in collaboration with the Bankstown Arts Centre. For casual observers, the Sydney Festival is usually about events taking place in the city around Hyde Park and all that. But this time around, Bankstown Arts Centre is also involved.
That's right. Well, we've had a really great partnership with Bankstown Arts Centre and people out there. And, of course, you know, the CBD, not many people live there. People are living outside of that central area. And Bankstown is a really perfect example of what modern Australia is. It's a melting pot of different cultures and religions and beliefs and languages. And I think Bankstown is, to me, every time I go out there, I discover something that, not just about that place, but about who I am and how I fit in. So I think it's a really great place to question who we are as Australians.
Yes.
Because it looks different and it sounds different out there, but it's just as Australian as anywhere else. So, and of course, Bankstown is named after Banks, the botanist that came out on that expedition as well. So, you know, that endeavour story tied directly to Bankstown and to the Georges River and the exploration of all that out there too.
Yeah, is the Cook's River named after Captain Cook?
It is. It is at the moment. Who knows what will happen, you know, in maybe 10 or 20 years' time. I work closely with the Indigenous advisory group at Inner West Council, and we're always talking about these things.
What
And dual naming and things like that. So
yeah.
Watch this space.
The city of two rivers, which we already knew, the Cooks and the Georges River, but the actual names are Daru and Darawal country.
That's right. I mean,
yeah.
And the beautiful thing about rivers, and this is sort of where things become tricky, but also are beautiful, that as a river winds through different traditional areas, each bend could have its own name. So there may not be a name for the river the way that we might do that in English, that certain parts would be named for by the people for their use or for, according to, you know, what the environment is there. So in sort of in mainstream Western culture, we think of the Cook's River or the Georges River, but in an Aboriginal way, every twist and turn can have its own name. So those things, sometimes they're difficult to translate into each other, but I think allowing space for that to be that way is an important step.
Yeah, and this will be highlighted in your show. Bino sounds like a very funny character, very capable of actually bringing out some crazy stories out there.
Uncle Bino is a very he is a very funny man, and his sister Beanie is even more sort of outrageous. But Uncle Bino, he's a wise man with a lot of cultural knowledge. But he's always thought that knowledge wasn't really worth much until his sister says, "Come on, you got to teach these boys. They need what you know."
Yeah.
And for Uncle Bino, it's a journey of him understanding that what he has is, it is like gold for people. The thing that he thinks is not as important is the very thing that people need. So he's really great at bringing out the confidence in the other young boys, and, you know, he is a pretty funny fella.
Yeah, and who will be performing these characters?
We are so lucky and delighted to have Billy McPherson, Billy Mac,
yeah,
from Queensland via Redfern, to be playing Uncle Bino, and Aunty Marlene Cummins, who is a hero of mine. She is a stalwart in the Indigenous music scene. She has been running a show on Koori Radio, Marlu's Blues, for many, many years. She's an amazing performer and an artist in her own right. She's playing Adi Beanie. So those two senior characters are senior people in our community, and I'm honoured to be in the same room as them because they are wonderful performers and so experienced. And they're great fun too, so yeah. You can't help but have a laugh when those two are around.
Yeah, it promises to be a very, very, very powerful crowd-pulling performances there. Can you give us the dates and the venues where the play will be, where actually our listeners can come and enjoy a good time and immerse themselves in culture and history?
Sure. So the Black Drop Effect is playing at the Bankstown Arts Centre in Olympic Parade in Bankstown, from the 14th to the 18th of January. And the 13th of Jan, we also have a community night for Indigenous community members who want to come along and have a look at our first hit out of the play that's on the 13th. So on the Sydney Festival website, there's a link to the Black Drop Effect, and you can find out some more information and get tickets there.
It sounds like something not to be missed. Now, before I let you go, anything we haven't covered you'd like to add to the conversation?
I would just maybe like to take the opportunity to say thanks very much to NITV as well for holding culture strong and for yarning about what's going on. And, you know, for me, I am so privileged as a Yuwalaray woman living in Gadigal country to be able to work with other countrymen and women in telling stories that are important to us. While it's a really exciting time for me, I've never done this before. I feel very humbled with all the help and support that I've received from people in communities all around. So I'd just like to thank everyone and say how grateful I am.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.